Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Growing up on the edge of the woods, with only her mum for company, Red wants more from life. As she runs into the forest in search of answers, Red encounters a world beyond her wildest imagination. And Sarah Colwell, who is here with a review of the ADC Panto.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. So this is the sort of Christmas pantomime courtesy of the ADC.
The ADC, Cambridge University Amateur Dramatic Club and the Footlights.
And this is clearly a take on Red Riding Hood.
Yes.
But I'm going to say, as is usually the case with the ADC, they always sort of take a well-known classic, chop it up into pieces
so tiny
that you can barely recognise.
Just like Grandma in Red Riding Hood story.
So the story is it's set in a town called... I forgot the name of the town now.
Cambridge?
No. This is awful. Oh, my goodness. Oh, anyway.
Somewhere near a forest.
Yes, it's
Thetford.
In a town called Backwater.
Backwater.
What happened to my brain there?
Okay.
And Red Riding Hood is the daughter of Ruby Riding and Robin Hood.
Lovely.
Of course she is.
Because Ruby Riding ran away when she was 21 into the forest and helped Robin Hood fight the baddies, kill the Sheriff of Nottingham, and had a brief fling with him, and Red was the result. So Backwater is very, very dull. Her friends and everyone else who lives there seems to really like it, but Red's just had enough.
She's bored. It's all a bit too perfect.
She's a teenager-y. She suddenly becomes 15 and that's it. So a big row with her mother. Runs away with the help of her grandmother, who's this complete sort of Lily Savage type character who appears from underneath the stage. It's hilarious.
That sounds really good.
Absolutely superbly acted.
What's the argument with the mother?
Oh, it's just, you know, I need to go and where's my father and you were never like this. And you know, typical sort of 15, this is the things
typical
I have with my daughters, really. So she
You're
runs
not
away.
My mum, yes.
Yeah,
I am.
That kind of thing.
Kind
where's
of thing.
My dad? And you don't care about me. So she goes to school, gets expelled, runs away into the forest where she meets all these bizarre characters and ends up actually being at the Big Bad Wolf's house. So the Big Bad Wolf, or Big Bad as he's known, played brilliantly by Jamie Bisping, who I also saw in the Footlights, really, really good. He's really, really excellent. He sings a song in the style of Elvis saying he's bad, I'm big and I'm bad and I'm better. And so there's all these kind of songs obviously going on as you go through it, and she ends up meeting up with Robin Hood, and it's not really the meeting she wanted because he's rather camp, and they're all got a bit old. All the merry men are a little bit old now. They've all got bad backs and can't really do an awful lot.
So not as adventurous as she was hoping.
And then Ruby runs to find her and gets caught. It's one of these. So there's basically three pantomimes. Three stories. There's Red Riding Hood, Robin Hood, and the three little pigs. Because the little pigs, the big bad wolf has blown the little pigs' houses down, and they've lost one of their brother Percy, the two pigs who are now captured by the wolf to be his servants. It is, like you said, completely deconstructed, all put back together again, and it's all really happy in the end. It's not in the sense traditional. There's a fairy godmother of puberty who helps Red through her pains and her aches of being 15, and also helps her friends who run out to find her. But there's no kind of young love. There's no, you know. So it's very much a student-y, as you say, ADC type production.
Does she sort of play the hero and rescue?
I think Ruby's more the hero.
Ruby
and Red. Ruby, who's her mother? Ruby Riding.
Yeah, Ruby and Red are the heroes.
Yeah.
Robin's just a bit.
Yeah, he's right. He does have a fight with a wolf, which is quite amusing. And then the wolf pretends he's dead, and he isn't dead, and he turns into Grandma. And you know, it's one of those. It's just loads and loads of stuff going on, interspersed by some absolutely brilliant songs.
I have to say, it sounds pretty good.
It is really, really good. It's really good. It's what you'd expect of the calibre.
Is it all very campy, Christmassy?
Not super serious. No, not desperately. There's no he's behind you, I'm afraid.
Oh,
and
what?
I'm really sorry. I know I've heard you doing it all morning. I'm sorry. There is a where's Red, boys and girls, to the audience. But there's no. It's not. It's it is what you expect. It's not your traditional glittery panto, but it is a very, very good and very...
I expect to be able to shout out. I expect children to be invited up onto the stage and be given a suite.
No, I'm afraid not.
Not at the ADC.
No, there were a few children there. It's not.
Is it suitable for children?
It's not unsuitable for children at all. But, I mean, there are a few sort of risque comments, obviously.
It's sort of like Two Ronnies thing, which goes over the heads of the smaller ones.
There are some terrible jokes. There's the Big Bad Wolf, or Big Bad, as he is known, is very upset because his parents don't love him as much as they love his sister, Virginia.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, that's good.
I like it.
Cambridge.
And it's very Cambridge. And there's one of the Red's friends is called Greta, and she sits on the stage crying and saying, "I should be at school." And the other friend says, "Don't worry about it, Greta."
Yes, I get it.
Took me a while.
Yes.
Greta Thunberg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, that was funny, honestly. And there's a...
I can tell.
There's a couple of... I think it all took us a couple of seconds in the audience, but actually, yeah, it was very good. A couple of sort of Brexit-y type voting. How should we vote? Should we vote again for Red to go in a particular direction?
Right.
It was very good. And, I mean, I've said this before, since I've been watching the student plays, the acting is outstanding. As I said, Jamie Bisping, who played the Wolf, he was excellent. Tom Noonan, who played Grandma, this guy, he must be about 6'2". With his big white wig staggering about the stage, sort of, you know.
Playing grandma,
being a bit naughty.
Yeah.
Percy, who comes in, Mariam Abdel-Razek in the second act. And they're all, I couldn't really name all of them, but it's definitely worth going to.
And music, is it?
The music's really good.
Traditional or contemporary? Or the usual panted thing of getting
We all love Backwater. Song.
Okay.
And then the last song is I Love You and Love My Heart. You know, it is. It's traditional in that way. But it's not so traditional in the way that you have lots of, as you say, children on stage, which I always used to do.
So this is running at the ADC through until 21, Saturday, isn't it,
yes.
I think?
Yes, yeah, another few days.
Okay, tickets £13 to £16. Are you going to pack another panto or two in before Christmas?
I'm going to try. I don't know exactly what or where yet, but obviously I'll let you know if I can...
Are you a fan of panto?
I love
panto. Are we forcing this on you?
No. When I was a little girl, my mother used to have to get a seat at the edge so I could run up to the stage.
Oh, yes. You wanted those sweets, didn't you?
I did want those sweets. And, of course, as you may remember, I was in a panto a couple of years ago.
Oh, yes, you were.
Dick Whittington, yes. Queen Rat.
Queen Rat.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed that.
Explore that another time, I feel.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Sarah Colwell, thank you very much. Cambridge 105 Radio.